This is a homebrew podcast.
Oh, God! Why is there a body in the freezer? Oh, it's on the nuggets!
No, not the nuggets!
Goy!
I don't know why it's in there. It's not mine. Zal, do you know him?
I have never seen this frozen person in our freezer ever before. Maybe we should ask Grundle about this. He's always at the butt end of this.
Grundle! Grundle! Ah, there you are.
I don't care how good of a cook you are. I'm not eating the guy in the freezer, Grundle. I'm not going to be Nivitz. I'm not going to be a cannibal.
Not cannibalism.
Huh? What are you guys talking about? Oh, shit.
The man in the freezer, Grundle. The man in the fucking freezer.
Yeah, he's not food. He's our new crew member. I don't know why he keeps doing this. He keeps saying something about family and sleep and cold. I don't know. I guess we shouldn't have thought him out of that comet, but it just seemed like the right thing to do. He had so many good stories about how fire works, and he explained to me the concept of the wheel. And, I mean, just, he's a real great guy.
He doesn't belong in the freezer, Grundle.
And none of the nuggets!
Oh god, he got into my ice cream.
Yeah, I'll get him out of there. Anyways, welcome to the crew, Neanderthal. Let me just slide you into your quarters.
Welcome back to the homebrew. I'm Grant Milky, here with Austin Brady.
Zaldwin, I'm gonna kill Elector McLaren.
Cody Smith.
Space Pirate Grundle! Did I ever tell you about that time I killed a beholder in one turn?
John Cayley.
Nivitz Pozu, the guy who made sure he didn't get killed by an Oliver.
And Tyrell Nye.
Heavy Arms Oliver, I really am starting to not like this.
Previously on the homebrew, the crew continued clearing out the abandoned part of the PharmaCore lab under Pharmaland, collecting parts of a keycard. While they were exploring, a mysterious entity stalked them, but seemed to elude their memory. Nivitz wrote, "Behind us," on Oliver's arms with chalk, and Stabs, their name for the Zorro's clone they found on Pharmaland, disappeared, only to be found later being consumed by a strange eldritch abomination. And we are back right now as you have peered into this room. You have looked and you have seen this creature, tentacles wrapped around Stabs, starting to pry the top of his skull apart as it has made a cut around the top of where his head, unconscious head, is. Everybody, I need everyone to make a wisdom saving throw here. I have been hiding your modifiers from you last session, so I'll tell you, Nivitz, you're rolling with advantage and you have a +5. Everyone else is rolling with a +3. So the +2 is from seeing the writing on Oliver's arms, and +1 is from seeing it eating right now. And then Nivitz, you actually made one of your saves earlier, so you have an additional +2. So everyone make a wisdom saving throw as you see this thing.
I crit.
That's a 14 plus the 3, that would be a 17.
So 32.
5.
8.
9 from Grundle.
Wisdom saves. I have found their weakness, everyone. Nivitz, I need you to get prepared. I need you to get your hands on your keyboard. I need you to click in the chat here. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you, don't start typing yet. If I see typing, you lose. I'm going to give you exactly 15 seconds to type yourself a message. On your mark, get set, go. I hope it's like a fucking dick joke or something. It has nothing to do with this at all. And stop. Show me your hands. Okay, press enter.
I'm also the worst typer.
No, that's okay. Okay, so you do forget this again, and this thing is gone. You remember Stabs. Now that he is in your line of sight, your object permanence, right? You can see Stabs. You remember everything about him. You've forgotten the monster, though. Nivitz, you look down. You are holding a small, like the back of your tablet, and you have scribbled on it with chalk. What have you written?
Monster makes us forget. Eating Stabs. Monster hold. I don't know what that last part is. Not really any of it.
What the fuck are you on about?
I know, I wrote myself a message. I don't know when I did it, though.
Monster makes us forget.
Maybe something's here that's making us forget stuff?
We do see Stabs, though, right?
I don't remember eating Stabs.
You do see Stabs, and he is bleeding. His chest is raising very, shallow. You know what I mean? Like, you stare at him for a second. You're like, I think he's... Oh, okay. You're like, he's not dead, but you do remember him. But you don't know how he got here. Like, there's a definite missing part of your memory. He was with you, and then he wasn't, and now he's here.
What the fuck happened to Stabs?
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody, save him?
Man, I just realized...
I'm not very good with medicine.
I just realized I can't. Not very.
I have a potion.
I mean, that should work.
Zaldwin kind of walks up and is going to peek around the corner.
Okay.
I'm going to try to administer some first aid here. Okay. He's unconscious, correct?
He is unconscious and he is bleeding out. He's hurt. Like, the wounds on him don't make any sense. Like, he's got like a cut around his skull. And it's like
been
opened up, and he's got these like pricks, these like almost like suction holes all around his like neck and chest. And he looks pale.
Dude, what the fuck is going on?
I'm going to use the help action to help Oliver as he's administering first aid.
Austin, I'm going to need you to do two things for me before we make this medicine check. Man, D&D doesn't have a great like mental reaction. So I'm going to do a intelligence saving throw, and then I'm going to have you make your wisdom save.
It's a 13 intelligence saving throw.
Okay.
And a 15 wisdom saving throw. Do I still get the +3 on the wisdom?
Yes.
So that would be an 18.
An 18. Austin, due to your blind sense, you feel like there's something like right behind you for a split second. And you look over your shoulder, you don't really see anything, but you're sure there's something there. And then the thought passes. It's like, just like you've seen something out of the corner of your eye.
I can't have attacked in that time. Like, knowing Nivitz's message, I feel like I would have swung if I could.
No, not that was kind of what I was going to see, if you could get really high on your like mental reaction speed mm-hmm. with that brief moment. But 13's not going to cut it. And you failed your wisdom saving throw anyway, so there wouldn't have been an 18. Fail 13. Yeah, we're good. Oliver, make your medicine. You got a 16 on your medicine.
16 on the medicine, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're able to... What does that look like? But you're able to stop the bleeding, but how do you go about... Are you, like, sharing your nanites with him?
Yeah, no, like, I reach out, and as everyone knows... When I open up my palm, a little slot opens up and two little tiny servo hands pop out. And I basically just rip a little bit of cloth off of my, off of a sleeve or something. Zaldwin's, not mine. I don't wear sleeves. And start like trying to wrap up Stabs the best I can and like stop the wounds. I've been bleeding out plenty of times, so I at least know how to, kind of like staunch bleeding at least.
Yeah. Stabs is stable, but he is unconscious.
Okay.
Just to describe this room where you are in. So this was the room that was titled Employee Satisfaction Quarters. So this room has like rows and rows of bunks. You don't see any bodies or any mascots, but there does look to be like belongings that have been left behind in these small boxes that are affixed to each bunk. Has its own, just basically a bunk and a small chest on all of these. And there does seem to be like some belongings. Looks like people left in a hurry. In the back is another door that seems to be open from where you are. You can see it looks to be like a restroom, latrine of some sort.
Oh, thank God.
There's a small screen on the inside of the door that says the current reading on the screen is initiate employee full rest.
Is that what they're calling it here? Gotta take a dump. Gotta take a full rest.
That's on the entrance. The initiate employee full rest is on the entrance on the inside. And then the bathrooms are in the back. There's not a button in the bathrooms. I mean, I guess there's...
Oh, What do these buttons do? Oh, those are the hand dryers.
And to be clear, you do remember Nivitz's message. You just don't remember what you saw. But you do remember that Nivitz has written this message.
Nivitz.
Hold monster. Hand hold.
That monster do this to fucking stabs, man? What the fuck's going on?
I'm thinking with the message, it probably did it to him. I think it was trying to eat him.
Where is he?
That or we were eating stabs, I don't know.
What the f- what?
Well, I don't taste stabs in my mouth, so...
Have you tasted stabs before?
Well, I imagine that by looking upon the body, I would know... You know when you look at something and you just know how it tastes before you taste it? Well, I don't taste stabs, so I don't think I'm eating stabs.
Fair.
I'm not a monster.
Hmm.
Hmm.
The monster says, I'm joking.
Well,
we should keep moving as soon as Grendel finishes this shit.
What if I just swing my arms around wildly and just attack every open area in here?
All right, just move away from me and just start spinning in circles, holding out your hammer. See what you get.
Grendel starts flailing.
Grendel, I'm not fucking joking. Make an attack roll and give me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, fuck.
Are you just swinging with your fists? Or what are you doing?
Well, Nivitz told me to swing in a circle with my patty can.
Okay. So make an attack roll with disadvantage to start.
18.
You connect with something.
Booyah!
Your patty cannon stops moving. Anyone who would be observing this, I know at least Nivitz, make a wisdom saving throw as you...
And then you wanted me to roll one of those anyway, too, right? Or...
Yes, I have make a wisdom saving
throw. Do I get advantage you have, still?
You do have advantage, yeah.
Whew! And it was plus five, so 17.
So, essentially, you hit something. You hear a gurgling screech. You look, you see some sort of, like... And you look and you see this, like... You know what it's like to hit something with your patty cannon. You've done it quite a lot.
Sure, the charger just went up by one and everything.
Yeah. And then it's gone.
Do I remember hitting it?
You remember hitting something, but you don't remember seeing this creature.
There's something invisible in here with us.
What's that mean? How do you know if it's invisible?
I just hit it.
What? How'd you hit it?
I don't know. I just did what Nivitz told me. I swung around randomly.
It's completely random.
Well, it was my idea, Nivitz. Let's not get carried away.
Well, I told you to spin around and do it. You just wanted to start flailing around.
Zaldwin's going to move over towards Grundle and look for blood.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't think I need any sort of check to see that there's some sort of thick black ichor that is fresh on the tip of Grundle's patty cannon.
Nothing on the ground?
No, not with 19 damage. I don't think you actually bloodied anything.
Bruised him up pretty good.
Grundle, I'm going to give you another plus one from hitting it.
Sure, appreciate it.
Bringing you up to plus four. All right, what are you guys doing?
Well, this is Nivitz's domain, so... What do we do, Magic Man?
I don't live here, but we should at least find that last card while we're in here.
You don't have, like, fairy fire or anything?
Hey,
I've got this net.
Throw it.
Got this net.
Is it crazy if me and Oliver just, like, sweep the room with a net?
Oh, yeah, like fishermen. You step on one end and I'll get the other, and we'll just run across the room.
It's at least an idea, and Zaldwin is going to stand by the door with it shut.
You're shutting the door.
How big is the net, Cody?
I mean, it's a Dungeons & Dragons net. I have one. I got it on Dasaki. We could get any weapon we wanted. I picked a net.
So if you hold an edge, I hold an edge, that probably covers a 5-foot space between us, right? And we just run, row by row, back and forth.
Theoretically, I'm trying to Google net 5e.
All right, door is shut.
It restrains a large creature. That's at least that big.
Sound like a pretty big net to me. Like maybe a 30-foot across net.
Now, there are rows of bunks in here, so you're going to have to get set up for this maneuver. You're going to have to, like, move the beds aside.
I'm going to start chucking all the bunks into the far bottom right corner.
Okay.
Just fucking heaving them.
Grundle gets chaotic with it and just starts fucking throwing them anywhere.
Yeah, we're just throwing them. We're just throwing them at the walls.
Okay, I don't know why I'm actually moving the beds.
You hit anything yet? I don't think I hit anything.
I don't think so. But I think we're at a disadvantage. Listen here, you motherfucker. If you're in this fucking room, we're gonna fucking find you. So you might as well just come out now.
Yeah, you're just gonna make it harder for yourself. The longer you wait, the more we're gonna fuck you up. You die slower, you can die fast. It's your choice.
Damn it.
God, that usually works. I think that worked last time.
Give me an investigation check while this is happening. As you're tearing the room apart. I'm assuming Nivitz is...
Investigation?
Well, Nivitz is looking for the key card while you guys are...
Oh, yeah. He's doing the real work here while we're throwing bugs.
Nivitz is like, don't throw that one yet. I'm looking through it.
23.
Nivitz, you do find the final key card. It snaps into place with the other three. They have connectors. This one would have a connector on the top and the left side. Put together, now you have access to all 12 codes. You're able to press a button, and it generates a code for you.
Nice.
You would recognize Nivitz. It's not like a password. It's basically like an authenticator.
Oh, okay. Well, once we get rid of whatever that thing is, we can go down the elevator.
You hear me? We're gonna get rid of you, thing. So just come out.
So come out, yes.
I mean, Grundle, roll an insight check for me.
Crit! I just fucking crit!
Grundle, you're pretty sure, just based on your immense wisdom and logic, that, I mean, you hit this thing here pretty solidly, and then Zaldwin ran up, and Zaldwin has the ability to, like, detect. You know Zaldwin has, like, a very keen sense. You're guessing it's probably not in the room anymore, because the only way it possibly could have gone is this way, is to the west. And then Zaldwin shut the door.
Oh.
And if the door has opened again, you don't remember it opening again.
Oliver's standing in the corner holding his side of the net.
I got the weirdest feeling, that he's not in here with us anymore, because I keep screaming into the void, and it usually... brings forth whatever is in the void.
Wait, so why do we throw those bunks?
For fun.
Can I lock the door?
There is a keypad that says initiate employee long rest. There is not a physical lock, though.
Which way does the door swing?
The door slides.
God.
I think we should get some rest.
So, hear me out. Maybe me and Grundle run the room anyways. With Zaldwin tailing, just in case, to make sure we're alone.
I think I need to lean against this door in case he tries to get back in or leave.
Fair enough. I still think we should run the room. Just in case.
I'm trying to find my power.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea too. I'm trying to find something.
Zaldwin, you definitely sense something on the other side of that door as you lean against it.
I relay to the rest of the group that it is outside the door.
I hit the button.
The initiate employee long rest?
Yeah, because I have the heebie-jeebie super band. I'm trying to lock that door.
The lights turn off. A light lullaby starts to play. The door locks. You hear it. The lights are completely dark. There's no light in this room.
Why'd you do that?
And... a light, like, white noise of, like, rain and lullaby starts to play.
Man, not being able to see this thing's freaking me the fuck out!
Well, now I can't see anything, and it's raining in here!
Raining? Fuck.
It's not raining, Grundle, it's just the noise of rain. Can you not feel if your body's wet or not?
I don't feel anything.
Anybody got a light? Flashlight? Anything?
No.
Does this party all not have dark vision?
I have dark vision.
Oh, I do have dark vision.
I don't. Okay. Minotaurs don't, I don't think.
You boys got 60 feet.
Yeah, so Grundel and anyone with dark vision can see in here. I mean, it's not like magical darkness.
Yeah, just turn the lights off.
Yep. I'm assuming you didn't throw a bunk with Stabs in it. Like, Stabs is still laying on a bunk.
No,
right?
No. I move Stabs. I just couldn't move him physically on the grid.
Okay, what are you guys doing? A timer on the door where it said initiate employee long rest is ticking down. It now says 7:59.
I'm going to move like two bunks back out, put them in a way I can lay on them.
Nice.
Well, this does feel like a weird time to take a nap, but yeah, I guess it's nap time. I'll take that long rest.
Right.
Zaldwin's going to pull a bunk right up against the door. Is there any way that I can fashion a trap?
Yeah.
We got a net.
You have a net?
You can use it for the trap.
Yeah, you can borrow it.
I also have, like, ball bearings.
Okay, those are good. Those are great for...
Wait, what if we... Could you rig something to make your ball bearing... If the door opens, the ball bearing will fall and land on this. And he pulls out his cube of force. He's like, we set it on the floor. The door opens, ball bearing falls, hits the cube. If it hits this side, man's stuck in the cube.
Would he be stuck in the cube with the cube?
I mean, we'd what? Also be stuck in the room.
Yeah, but he'd be stuck in the room with us.
I like it.
So as part of a long rest, like, we can, like, you know... Go to the bathroom, take a little nappy poo, eat a ration.
Yeah, you could have taken a shit whatever you wanted to.
You're describing a long rest, yeah.
Grundle's gonna go to the bathroom.
Okay, so what face are you going to set rig this trap? I love this idea. What face would you like it to activate?
Okay, awesome. Yeah. So
we're using the net to hold. Like the force, the cube of force, like above, the, and then when the door opens, the ball bearing is so going to fall on to the cube of force, activating it.
I think, I think to be the safest, we take side five, take five charges. Mm-hmm. Nothing can pass through the barrier, in or out. Mm-hmm. No spells, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It is a perfect cage.
Got it.
I was going to say just living matter, so it could cast spells at it if we're outside of it, but then it could cast spells at it. But we'll be in it too, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. I love it. Let's do some checks. Let's do some tinker's tool, or what do you, a thieves tools checks, Austin, with advantage from Oliver helping you?
Sure. What modifier do you want?
Dexterity or intelligence, your choice.
I'm going to go with dexterity.
So we try to MacGyver our little trap.
That's a 21.
It looks good. It looks like it will work. Grundle, you do, when you go to the restroom, you see written on the mirror behind you, the words behind you.
I look behind me.
Ugh.
There's nothing behind you.
Except the words behind you on the mirror behind you again.
Yeah, now the words behind you are behind you, which is, you know what I mean? Take that as you will.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Make a wisdom, I'm joking.
Make a constitution check.
All right, well, if with the trap done, in case it goes off, I don't know if we'll still be affected by forgetting what's in there if we can't see it, but it's right down on our hands, our arm, Oliver's arms, that if it's active, we caught it, hopefully.
What?
That's smart, yeah. So Nivitz is writing messages on your hands, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, on my heavy arms, which is pissing me off.
It's erasable!
You want to see a cool message?
Are you leaving yourselves any other messages?
I don't know.
I'm leaving myself the message that, like, I can at least sense this thing when it's close for some reason, just to remind myself in case I forget.
Okay.
All right, fuck Nivitz. On my right arm.
Nivitz, come look at this message I found. It's really cool.
Okay, who's resting?
I lead Nivitz into the bathroom.
Okay.
What? Why am I in the bathroom now, Grendel?
And I point out on the wall, I say, see here, Nivitz? And it says behind, but instead where it said you, it's kind of like smudged out, and I've just drawn a butt.
I get it. What did it?
Pretty cool, huh?
Nivens is just gonna pat him on the back. Well, actually, on the butt, because that's all he can reach. Yep, good drawing, Greta. Not sure what.
What the hell are you two doing in there?
What? I paid him a compliment.
Graffiti.
Zaldon walks in.
What do you think of my alterations to this street art that I found? I made it my own.
A mirror. Hey, can you pull that thing off the wall?
I don't know. It looks like it's fastened pretty securely, but yeah, one way or another.
Yeah, give me a straight saving throw to see if you can see if it breaks when you remove it. You can definitely remove it. But if you roll too low, it won't be pretty.
I mean, I got an idea. A way to kind of undo the adhesive on the back.
Oh! Oh, double botch. Jesus Christ.
So you ask that, and Grundle's like, yeah, and he grabs it, and like just his mitts touching it like hit this like resonating point in the glass, and it shatters into a million pieces.
I was about to offer to melt.
God, this thing was a piece of shit.
Have you ever seen like when a window is cold and you like just push it the wrong way and just shatters? It's exactly
it's
like
happened
that.
To my yeah. truck window before.
What are you guys doing? We're supposed to be resting.
I am. This is how I relax.
I had a good idea. But now shit is fucked up.
Sorry, Zaldwin. I didn't mean to do that. I promise. I swear.
Ooh. Ooh. Mmm.
Mmm.
Zaldwin is going to grab a pillowcase off of one of these cots and is going to scoop up some of these glass shards and use them as caltrops.
Nice.
Yeah. Beautiful.
If they do step on the glass, we can follow the bloody glass footprints.
Got it. Will you draw the area where you're putting those? Because I feel like that'll be maybe come into play later.
Yeah, I imagine if the like cube is here, the glass will be.
I mean, it's a big mirror. This is like a four-stall restroom, so it's a pretty big mirror. You could probably cover 20 feet.
I'm not covering 20 feet. I'll cover like, I don't know, just like around the cube of force.
Just enough to where like once they're stuck in there, they have nowhere to go but glass shards.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sleeping butt to butt with Zaldwin.
Oh yeah, for sure butt to butt.
Okay.
I'll sleep in the corner. You guys can be right near them. I'm also going to write down a list of spells for the morning. Some spells to change out.
Oh, just in case something comes through, don't be stupid and shoot at the wall. It's not gonna work.
Okay. Grundle, are you sleeping?
Grundle sleeps in the pile of bunks.
Well, yeah, I'll take the last watch or whatever. If we're doing any kind of watches, I'll do breakfast.
Everyone but you's asleep. So if you're watching, the timer is ticking down. So I mean, you guys have spent like 20 minutes. I'm not going to be a butthole about 7 hours of sleep versus eight, but you don't have a ton of time.
Sure. Zaldwin just set up this huge trap or whatever, so I'll just go to bed.
Okay.
I also have the alert feet.
Can't be surprised.
Just don't want to get stabbed in my throat while I'm sleeping.
Sure. So this creature, I think they're going to target Grundle. Make a wisdom saving throw, Grundle.
A 18. Plus 3 or 4 now?
It's not plus anything. This was just a normal save as this creature is trying to invade your mind and cast the scrying spell. And you are able to steel yourself against this divination magic, meaning that your trap remains pretty perfect and it is not able to see.
He looks into Grundle's dreams and he sees some fucked up shit.
I will say, yeah, speaking of like dreams and fucked up shit, as the scrying is being attempted, you do see just some weird things. You see endless galaxies of space where like everything is upside down and inside out and black, and you know, big planets rotating around small moons and creatures of just unfathomable size. Just roaming and floating from planet to planet. It is Anyone but you would probably be a little bit unsettled by the visions they had that night.
Cool.
And the rest goes off without a hitch, so everyone please regain anything that you get from a long rest. And as soon as that timer hits zero...
Well, I did want to ask this.
Yeah?
I was reading online or whatever, and it says that we have 8 hours long rest, 2 hours to perform reading, eating, talking, drinking, sleeping. Is that... That sounds about right?
So 10 hours total or 6 hours of sleep and 2 hours of other shit?
Yeah, that.
I think it's 6 hours of sleep and two...
So you're asking how long do you have to actually be asleep?
Yes.
Let me check.
Mostly, I just want to know if we can eat Hero's Feast.
Absolutely. 100%.
Okay, sweet. Feast.
I was going to say, I don't see any point in tiptoeing around, and I'm about to tell you why I want it anyway. But yeah, Hero's Feast, it takes an hour to consume.
Yep.
10 minutes to cast. You said we had 20 minutes of fucking around in the bathroom. So technically, we got 30 minutes to fart around after everything's all done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just joking.
Well, yeah. Digest a little bit.
I'm full of this. Yeah, so to explain this to me, this is amazing. This is a fantastic spell for Grendel. It's part of your special item. Let everyone know what the spell does. One of my favorite spells in D&D.
Yeah. So Grendel pulls up one of these big, you know, cots that we've all been sleeping on, and he just pulls out his replicator crock pot pan pressure cooker and starts twisting some knobs. He opens it up. He looks around. You, like Zaldwin, you notice that he puts something weird in the pot, but he closes it back up really quickly and pushes some buttons. Steam starts to shoot out of it. He opens it up. He starts pulling out, pancakes and waffles and sausage and, all kinds of great stuff. Crepes, whatever you could want. A big bottle of syrup. Everything that you could want for breakfast. Orange juice. Apple juice.
Is there any boozy?
Eggs Benny.
Cereal.
Eggs Benny.
Oh, yeah. There's gravy. Eggs. Biscuits and gravy. Hash browns.
Does mine come with a mojito?
I can't make alcoholic beverages with this thing, I don't think. Can I?
Mimosas only. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I can do those.
That's what I meant. Mimosa.
Or Bloody Mary. That's a breakfast drink, right? I mean, everything's a breakfast drink if you believe in yourself.
I think you can do it. Yeah. It's got tomato.
Yeah. And so he, gets it all ready for you. Sets out some plates that, mysteriously come out of the pressure cooker as well. He reaches in and pulls out silverware and plates. And then he, pulls up, some little, the cots or whatever, and he, breaks off the legs and sets them out. And
here you guys go. You have a seat here. How's Stabs looking?
Oh, he's up, and he's I don't know. Have you ever lived with a toddler? He's just like nothing has happened. He's like, oh, shit. Oh, what's that? Can I have some of that? Oh, it's good.
Oh, yeah. Get in on this, Stabs.
He's got blood dripping down his face.
Jesus, Stabs, you okay?
Are you okay? Why are you so fucking ugly?
Wow.
I'm sorry. I think I slept weird.
Yeah, you've got a surgery scar on your head.
Yeah. Stabs would also look notably older, and it would... Every single one of you would have a brief moment of, just this twinge of, a reaction as he looks much more like Zoro's this morning. He looks a little older. He looks a little bit more like the person that you have met. Still acting as he did, but just a note. He is aging quickly. And he comes over and just starts to just rip into this stuff. It's like, oh, my God. Oh, this is way better than those mozzarella sticks. Holy shit.
I gotta be honest with you, Stabs. I didn't give you my top tier shit. It was an appetizer. You were supposed to order something for your main course.
Oh, this is great. I fucking love this. This is good stuff. Why are you looking at me like that? What's wrong?
You were pretty fucked up yesterday.
Huh? Ah, it's nothing.
I mean, it looked like top of your head was getting cut off.
Oh, yeah. Is that why this hurts so bad? Oh, God. I can't even remember anything. I think I have some brain damage.
That would not surprise me.
I'm not a doctor, and we brought this asshole instead of the real one.
Monster forget. Hold monster.
What?
I just point at him.
There you go.
Okay.
And he He keeps eating.
So any creature that partakes in this hero's feast, they get 2d10 to their maximum hit dice, or to their hit points, for 24 hours. You become immune to disease and poisons, and, you're cured of all your disease and poisons, and you become immune to poison and frightened. You make all wisdom saving throws with advantage.
Woo! Sorry, Zaldwin's roll is so good.
That's 17 bonus hit points, baby.
Damn, Zaldwin's a healthy boy.
Eat up, Zal.
I mean, my fortune's nothing to scoff at, but damn.
I rolled a fucking 8. Are you shitting me?
I felt terrible.
Have you ever cooked for people, though?
Stabs ate more than your food.
Yeah, like, by the time you get to eat, it's, like, all gone.
Oh, my God. The curse of the chef. The curse of the chef.
And then I reach into the fucking endless pot and, like, pull out a sandwich and start eating it.
This is fucked up.
So why are we down here again? My memory's all fuzzy. What are we doing?
Well, we're gonna keep going. But we took a little rest because shit's getting fucking weird.
Yeah.
The monster makes us forget.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't mean to be that guy, but, like, why don't we just go?
Go where?
Like, somewhere else.
Because I have a trap set.
Down deeper?
I mean,
leave?
Yeah, like, off-world. Like, fuck this. This seems like a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah, I mean, we will leave.
I do like that idea.
All right. What? So, get out of here. Fuck off. You guys gotta show me some shit. You know what I mean? Like, I think I've been here my whole life. Granted, short life. I'm with you.
Right. Like, I feel you. I want that free steps. But I didn't just come down here for no fucking reason.
Why did you come down here?
I still got shit to fuck up.
Okay. But there's, like, other shit to fuck up somewhere else.
Yeah, but this is shit.
There's someone who has caused a lot of pain, and we're trying to kill that person. That person takes these pills.
I'm excellent at that shit. Oh, okay, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, yeah, you would be. You would be.
This person takes these pills, and if we can interrupt the supply of these pills, we can weaken that person and kill them.
Ah, okay. Okay. Well, I guess that makes sense. You must really hate this guy, though. What'd he do?
I mean, also fuck Pharmacore, right? Right?
Right? Fuck Pharmacore. I don't know anything about Pharmacore.
This place is Pharmacore.
Right. Got it. Okay. All right, so we hate this guy. We're going to take his pills. Sure. We're going to take his life.
Basically, yeah, that's it.
Fucking bad dude. Super bad dude.
He killed my friend, so we're going to kill him.
Oh, shit. Talk about your friend, dude.
Happens.
Technically, my friend killed himself. But I don't really like to think about it like that. I like to blame this guy.
I mean, it was his fault.
Yeah?
It was his fault.
It was.
I mean, semantics.
As you are speaking, the trap goes off.
Oh my god!
Shit! Everybody throw a fireball!
Listen, everybody roll initiative. Let me get this all set up. So,
the Grandis.
Again, even with all of your planning and everything that you have set up, it is difficult. It hurts your head to try and remember this thing that you are seeing. It is otherworldly. It has dark, cobwebbed tentacles for a face, long, thin, white fingers. Everything seems to be like oozing and moving all around it. You, as long as you are staring at it, you know where it is. You realize it has nothing to do with invisibility. It is just making you forget. There's a thick-ass fucking circle. Jesus Christ.
That square be thick.
That is a thick fucking square. So, I'm not even going to give them a save. They are not used to looking around for traps. They are used to stalking and being unseen and being forgotten. They don't have any reason to believe that you could be aware of it. It steps into the trap. The Cuba Force activates. It is on side. Oh, no, I didn't have initiative open. Everyone, just roll second initiative and put in your best one. I'll hurt myself today.
I hurt myself today.
Nivitz with a 15.
Zeldwin with a 30.
Hey, guess what? I rolled one fucking better.
Well, fuck yeah.
I got a 7.
Zeldwin, your trap goes off. You snap. You see this thing, this abomination, all of these tentacles weaving out of this thing's face.
Its skin seems to just be like moving and flowing and oozing. These long fingers, it looks at you. It looks around. It realizes that too much is different. It's not where it's supposed to be. It's supposed to hide in the shadows. But you've been able to point it out so clearly with this cube of force, the ball bearings, the glass on the ground. You've written things on your hands. Like, there's no forgetting at this point. It is in a cube of force. It is on side five. Nothing can pass through the barrier. What do you do?
It fucking worked! See that shit? You see that shit?
Yeah, but
it fucking worked!
How do we get to it? How do we get to it?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, it'll go down. It'll go down in a minute.
Is the cube on... It'll go down in, like, a in-game minute?
In 1 minute, it will, which is 6 rounds of combat, or 10 rounds of combat.
That's how I keep track of time, too.
Gonna prepare a spell.
Is there any way that I can squeeze around the box, or is it occupying the whole doorway?
It's occupying more than the doorway, so it's, like, yeah, passing it's through walls. Feet. Yeah, it is higher than the ceiling and longer than the walls, so there's no way through other than like Misty Step or Dimension Door or something like that if you have anything.
I do not have any of those.
I'm gonna prepare my wire fucking... I'm gonna attack when that wall goes down.
I think the best thing that I can do is prepare an action.
Same.
Just wait for the fucking thing to go down. And I don't even think, like, nothing can pass through it, not even spells, right? So can they even Misty Step out?
Well, nothing can pass through the barrier. It can, if the spell, you know what I mean? If the spell goes off somewhere it can see, or if Nivitz's spell goes off somewhere it can see, there's nothing raw that says you can't cast a fireball in there. Even though the way the flavor is written, the flame streaks from your hand, it just has to be a point you can see.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Wait, so I can start bombarding
him? I'm going to cast Fireball. Yeah, I'm casting Fireball.
Well, it's Austin's turn.
Oh, yeah. Austin, Fireball in there.
So projectiles can't get through.
But point of origin.
But spells that don't have an attack roll can.
Okay. Creature that I can see within... range, Zaldwin will do psychic glance.
Absolutely. Perfect.
Oh, mind with mind. I see.
That is an excellent choice. This thing does have magic resistance.
Of course.
And they are going to make their intelligence saving throw. They roll a 21.
They take
a lot of damage.
Not a lot, because I don't get sneak attack.
Oh, right. Sorry.
I accidentally had it clicked. They take exactly 9 damage.
We long rested. That's my portent. Sorry.
You did always long rest. That is your portent.
I'm not using it.
This thing puts these long, oozing fingers up against the wall of force. It moves back and forth and sees that your eyes are following it, and it just tentacles start to writhe quicker and quicker as it begins to panic.
I go before him. I'm sorry. I'm 25. It's 22.
Oh, yeah. How did I do that? I'm sorry. I must have thwarted it early.
I don't think I typed it fast enough.
There goes my excellent RP.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I probably chuck a fireball into the cage.
Just keep my RP and then just be like, in the middle of it. Absolutely.
So yeah, I detonation punch. DC 21 dexterity or take 36 fire damage.
Oh.
Fucking get him!
And they don't even come close to that save with a 5.
That's all I got.
Yeah, they're screeching and moving back and forth. Tentacles are flailing all over the place. Let's see what they're going to do. It is going to try to disintegrate the cube, which I believe removes...
1d12 charges, yes. From my... I would have 36 charges, minus 5, so 31 charges.
So it has 21 charges as it tries desperately to break itself free of this cage. Grundle. Or no, it's Nivitz's turn because of the turn order sorting.
Well, let's just fry the bastard. And if it's gonna overchannel fireball, 5th level fireball in there, and throw empowered invocation on it, so.
Okay. It's gonna try to counterspell you.
Dick.
Dick. Gray's not here. Oh, Carl's not here either. Well, Carl's
well Nivitz has counterspell, doesn't he not?
I do.
Okay. Would you like to counterspell it?
I will counterspell a counterspell, yes.
Okay. What level would you are you casting counterspell at?
Oh, balls. Just gonna do a regular baseball counterspell. I should upcast it, but...
Make a DC 15 save. Intelligence saving throw.
Ooh. Dang. Rolled a 2 on the dice.
Your fireball fizzles.
Rolled a 2 on the dice!
You rolled a dice casting a base level counterspell. It just didn't pay off. You had a good odds. I understand the decision, but it was able to wave the spell away. Its reaction is down, though.
Okay.
Nivitz, I literally don't know magic, and I was able to throw a fireball in there. What is going on?
Well, it can't. It countered mine. It didn't counter yours. Mine would have hurt more.
Yeah, would.
Grundle.
I mean, I don't really think there's a lot I can do until that fucking thing goes down, guys. I'm gonna... Kind of looking through my list here. It's a lot of hit. Step one, hit with Patty Cannon. Okay, wait a minute. Step one, hit with Patty Cannon hard.
Could you steel wind strike and then land in it with him, though? That's the question.
Oh, how does steel wind strike? Do you teleport to each enemy?
I think
you
teleport.
Or do you move? Or is it like a speed?
You flourish your weapon used in the casting, and then you vanish to strike like the wind. Choose up to 5 creatures you can see within range, make a melee spell attack. You can then teleport to an unoccupied space you can see within 5 feet of the target.
So the attacks wouldn't hit, but you would teleport inside, and then you would be stuck for 10 or 9 rounds of combat inside the cube with the creature.
I think the implication of you disappear is that you teleport to each thing that you strike, right?
I don't know. I think it makes it sound like you're like super fast moving, smacking around things, and then you teleport at the end. You strike like the wind. So just like smack a bunch of...
What's D&D God say? Or is this too niche?
I'm actually reading. I think I've been playing this. There was actually a Sage Compendium published from official Jeremy Crawford, not just Twitter Jeremy Crawford. So this is official Jeremy Crawford.
Oh, the different Jeremy Crawford.
And he says, unless a spell says otherwise, you can't cast it. You can't cast at something that would originate behind a wall of force or a cube of force. So you can Misty Step out. You can Misty Step out because the spell isn't passing through. With Misty Step, you must be able to see your destination, but you don't need a clear path there, is what he is saying.
Right.
But he is saying that, let me make sure I understand this, spells like Raising Missiles can't go through. Misty Step does go through. Fireball does not go through. Summoning would not go through. So you basically can't target anything on the other side of a cube of force.
Right.
So that's Jeremy Crawford's ruling. I don't think I'm going to retcon the fireball or the psychic lance, but I do think the moving forward will just play raw because I don't have a reason not to.
Right. Okay. Makes sense to me.
Nice. Glad we got that settled, guys.
Okay. So Zaldwin, holding your turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Oliver, you got anything?
No, I don't.
The creature is going to try to disintegrate it again, but it's continuing to try and get this thing out of its way. Ooh, 12 damage. What are the charges at?
All right. 21, just dropped down to 19. I mean, 9.
9.
Correct.
Nivitz, what will you be doing?
I'll prepare a spell for when the thing breaks down, because we can't target inside there with fireballs anymore, right? That's what you said?
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Well, it doesn't know what's happening, so it's going to keep doing what it does, which is good. You're draining it of spells, so this is massive for y'all.
I shake my little butt at it.
It doesn't think, so that's 6. So it has 3 charges left. So that was a 6th, 7th, and 8th level spell, so it's going to cast its 9th level spell. You guys have drained this of all its most powerful magics. Which is...
World's best trap.
Just imagine he's in there, like, flailing around, flipping out.
And he still doesn't get out!
One charge
Jesus.
Left.
He gets it too.
We're all just out here depleting laughing my cube of force, but.
Well, but I mean, this thing has, just so you know that what this trap has done, you've removed his power word kill, his power word stun, his finger of death, and his disintegrate, because he casts disintegrate at 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th level. And now, he doesn't even have a way out. They'll have to just sit tight. So, turn order is just going to keep spinning until the wall of force goes down with one charge.
I'll swing at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to say that that's at the top of the initiative order. You will be 15. You'll be 5 feet away, so you'll need some type of reach to get at him.
Zaldwin.
I'll have reach.
So Zaldwin can tail strike, I think.
I have my wire. I can fire off 30 feet.
Okay. So before turn orders start, let's go through the line and do your held actions. So Oliver, we're going to start with your held action.
All right. I fire 22 to hit.
That hits.
I pull myself to him. And I guess it's just two more attacks after that. 18, and I didn't call. I'm going to be honest, I didn't call a mode. So I'm not in a mode technically right now. So that would be a natural 116 on my third attack.
Oliver, get into one of your modes. What are you doing?
Get into one of your modes. Okay, Nivitz, your held spell, please.
We've had like minutes.
I'm just going to blast another fireball on him. A 3 fireball for 34 damage plus 5 from Empowered Evocation.
Okay. I think they're feeling pretty spent after blowing so much high-level magic. I just imagine the sparks of just like, I mean, this is powerful magic going off in there. 21, it got on its save, so it takes 20 damage. Zaldwin, your held action.
My held action will be a tail attack. Now, can I add my sneak to this because it's the only attack that I'm making this turn?
Yeah, it's your held action, and I imagine the way that we did the held actions, the order of operations, Oliver is within 5 feet now, so yes.
Okay. Well, I would have gotten it anyway, but because I'm a swashbuckler.
Don't you have to be within 5 feet for a swashbuckler to do that thing?
I think it's just...
Do that.
Maybe. Maybe it is.
God damn.
But yeah.
Someone you're with.
Fuck shit ton of damage.
Yeah, that's a 28 to hit for 40 damage.
Yeah. And Grundle, I don't think you have reach unless you want to have prepared, like, paddy cannon shots.
I don't even have those because it's been a long rest, so...
Okay. Top of the order, then, Oliver.
This thing is Zaldwin, because I'm 30.
Fuck my initiative life. I can't get my initiative right this time, guys.
This week on Fuck This Initiative Life, I'm Ira Glass.
You gotta take the initiative.
Zaldwin is going to move up into fuck you and your tentacle mouth range. And is going to let out a good old irradiated blade. That's a 19 to hit.
A 19 hits.
And then is going to slash again with a irradiated blade. Or not irradiated blade, just a normal laser blade. And that's a crit, baby.
Nice.
Which is a lot of damage. 37 plus 21 plus 5... plus 21 plus 3 equals 87 damage.
Jesus Christ.
Well, this relatively powerful monster, when it is able to take actions and do things, is not so powerful when it is not able to take actions or do things or have any of his spells and is trapped in a cube of force and can't make you forget it and can't do anything through the cube of force. And before it can even react, you all descend on this thing. And Zaldwin, you reduce it to 0 hit points. If you'd like to describe to me how you take this thing apart.
I go for one leg and then the other, and as it falls down painfully onto Stubbs, I grab it by its head and my mouth opens up and I shoot a fucking laser down its throat out of my mouth.
Nice.
Ew.
The creature falls. You can see all of this black ooze has been blasted by Zaldwin onto the stone below. And that is going to be where we end our episode for tonight. You guys have defeated this crazy monster in this abandoned lab.
Nice work, Zaldwin.
With fucking style. That was amazing. Good work, everybody. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening. We appreciate you tuning in for this episode, and we'd like to invite you to check out all of our different ways you can interact with the show. So you can hop on to thehomebrewpodcast.com, and that's going to give you links to our Discord and our Patreon and all of our social media. And there's a lot of cool things that you will need to check out. Don't just be a listener. Don't just be a lurker. Check the other stuff out. Go to patreon.com/thehomebrew. You can support the show for as little as $2. And you can join our Discord, which we are all actually in. And we hang out with people and we have a great time.
Yep.
And that's discord.gg/thehomebrewpodcast. Again, discord.gg/thehomebrewpodcast. We're cool kids. We have a custom URL in Discord. That's right. homebrewpodcast.com. Check it out. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next week for episode 93 of The Homebrew. Thanks for listening, listeners. Our story has come to a close for the week, and that means it's time to thank our listener sponsors, starting with Samuel Pierce, who shall forever be emblazoned upon the Homebrew Wall of Fame as our first Crusher Mania season pass holder. Thanks for believing in us, Sam.
As well as Ryan, a longtime listener.
Don't forget about Tara Hoffman, that one ender who thought rolling down the window in space was safe. Rest in peace, Tara.
Watch out for Adrian Josie, the silent assassin who just broke out of the prison colony on Hadria.
And Trevor, zombie dad, Belmont, hunter of the unholy. You're a bastard, Trevor, but you're the bastard I choose to fight alongside.
Special thanks to the last guppy. Last of his kind, in search of a new home.
And Austin Katzenberger, the inventor of the cat burger and secret nemesis of Ricky Rat. Check out Austin's project at foldsofhonor.org.
And Timon King, previously a longtime listener of Galaxy to Galaxy Radio, who hacked their location and joined the crew. I knew I should have set up that extra firewall. Oh well.
Of course, there's Colossus, a rock golem formed in nature and then lost in the stars. Hope to see you again someday, Colossus.
Here's to you, Tritus, the fifth cog. Best damn warforged gunslinger this side of the Milky Way.
And Odin, the egg thief. Get your damn hands off my goddamn eggs, Odin.
Keep an eye out for Zip, a tiny adventurer seeking to help his parents. Good luck, little guy.
And Brendan Baker, a simple slaughterer for beef. I'm sure Mr. Goy would approve.
There's been another sighting of ghostly Bigfoot, Grundle's long-lost friend and fellow abomination. Gotta be more careful, big guy, or they're gonna find you one of these days.
And the illustrious Kantuka Numba, a tamer of dragons and creator of musical delights.
Special thanks to Ariar, the warforged monk who joined the crew in search of their missing car keys. They're always the last place you look.
Might want to watch out for Zuma, a mortal who is searching the galaxy for a cure to the disease he is cursed to spread. Probably going to need to keep 6 feet, or maybe 6 light years from this guy.
Incoming SOS from Captain Joe Rogers says here he's stuck on Terra in a future beyond all comprehension. Whatever that means.
Special thanks to Chaos Incarnate, destroyer of the multiverse, forever trapped in a frying pan. Hopefully not Grundle's frying pan.
Can't forget about Den the Friend, the governor of flowers. Nap with him in the rolling fields of flowers. Experience having a true friend.
What's the deal with all this fungus among us lately, you ask? Well, you can thank Trip for all that. You know, Trip, the druid that chooses to fight the darkness with mushrooms. Well, hey, at least they seem like a fun guy.
Find out about our Patreon offerings at patreon.com/thehomebrew, and we'll see you next week.